Some of you know that I've been in the first grade for 17 years. Yes, for 17 years, the first graders at St. Elizabeth Seton Elementary have adopted me. It has taken me longer to get through the first grade at Seton than it took me to get through graduate school at the University of California, Berkeley. And over those 17 years, I've noticed in the artwork of the first graders and their answers to my open-ended questions that they are leaving me behind. They are wise beyond my years. I had been thinking that maybe I have to drop back and start over in kindergarten. Until I read a story about a kindergarten boy in one of my Advent reflections. And now I'm thinking about going back to preschool. When this kindergartner heard the story of the fall in the garden, he got blindingly angry at Eve. She ruined everything. It's all her fault, he protested loudly. And I have to admit, he had wisdom beyond his years with his outburst. After that first act of disobedience, the straightforward and light-filled world became dark, became all dark corners and twisted paths. Things that should have been easy became difficult. And things that should have been difficult became easy. But where this first grader went wrong was in his next statement. I should have been there. I should have been there. His response to original sin, that first act of taking things into our own hands, was the desire to take things into his own hands. And isn't that precisely what we try to do? We try to solve all the world's problems our way. As Father Andrzej pointed out in his Christmas homily, the truth of the reality of today's world is us searching for Jesus. How do I find God? What do I need to do to be faithful? How do I strengthen my faith? What aspect of the faith will make me rich and powerful, safe and secure? With all the skills and the abilities of kindergartners with doctorates, we try to smooth out the difficulties, to fill in the holes, to recreate the Garden of Eden by seeking and searching, by studying and doing. God's response is much different. He leaves all of our complexities in place and enters into them through the incarnation. God enfleshed in man, shaping an answer that fits our fallen world exactly. Jesus is called the Key of David because he is God's answer. He is God's answer to the complicated lock that original sin has placed upon us. As Father Andrzej revealed to us, the truth of the reality is that we don't need to find Jesus. He's never been lost. We don't need to find or look for our hearts and souls and consciences in a library full of self-help books and spiritual theses. Where does the truth come from? from God. From God who is searching for us. Isn't it simpler to live in the presence of God by simply responding to His grace, to His initiative? The world tells us we need to be in charge. I should have been there. God reminds us, simply be willing to be humble. The key of David, who unlocked the gates of heaven and revealed the reality of the truth, came to us through Mary, the mother of God, who rather than taking things into her own hands, simply opened her hands and her heart and her womb to what God had given her. Such a powerful title, Mother of God. And yet this title was not bestowed in response to Mary's seeking, her looking, her doing. She became the mother of God because of her humble fiat, her simple and trusting yes to receiving and nurturing the grace of God. Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Tis the season for making New Year's resolutions. What will I do? What will we do to smooth out the difficulties, to fill in the holes, to take things into our own hands and to try to solve problems our way in 2020? Let me suggest a more fruitful and grace-filled resolution: to humbly live in Mary's way. To humbly live in Mary's way. Rather than seeking and looking for Christ, simply to welcome Him and answer and respond to His invitation, to His reach toward us, to His grace that extends over us again and again in our lives. This year, I will seek my Father's will and pray to cultivate what He has sown. I will walk in eager anticipation of all that He has promised, trusting in a purpose and a plan far greater than my earthly understanding, bearing witness to the blessings that surely await in 2020.